mitchellsfrontpage.com.
Now, we're joined on the line by Paul Drum from CPA Australia. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we've got you on the program today to talk about a recent article in the In the Black magazine regarding future-proofing for small businesses. Tell us about it.
Well, look, the article, as you said, In the Black magazine, this is an online publication. How can you future-proof your small business? It's really about small businesses and their uptake, or perhaps not their uptake, of the cloud and, you know, digital technology, really. So, you know, in Australia, for example, we run a survey, an annual survey, an Asia-Pacific survey. It covers Australia, mainland China, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Malaysia, New Zealand, Singapore, Vietnam. One of the questions we asked them last year was, what percentage of small businesses use social media? And you know, Australia rated very low compared to those other countries in the survey. So about 54% of Australian businesses said they do not use social media in their small business. And, you know, that's a concern for us if we're going to embrace the opportunities of the global economy, of the Asian century, as, you know, has been called in the past. We need to ensure that small business in Australia are embracing the opportunities that the internet and the cloud can offer them.
And are we talking about this from a marketing perspective or in business operations or point of sale, or is it across the board?
Well, it's really across the board. I mean, some of it's just social, like the use of social media for marketing. Some of it would be using eBay or other platforms to, you know, to sell goods and services. Some of it's just about how you connect with other businesses. Some of it's, you know, it's about how, whether you run your business in a modern way or, you know, I'm not suggesting everyone's using snail mail. Most people are on at least at email.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is across the board. You know, New Zealand didn't rate well either. It's only 51% of businesses, well, 51% said that they didn't either. But when you compare with some of the other countries, mainland China, 4% said they don't use social media. So 96% are using it. Hong Kong, 90% of businesses are using it. You know, these are enormous numbers. Indonesia, 98% of businesses use social media in their small business platform. So, you know, it's about communicating to existing customers. It's about promoting your business to potential customers, selling products and services, learning about the behaviours of your customers. So it's right across the board.
Is there any speculation as to why Australia and what it sounds like our developed countries seem to be so far behind? I just wonder if we've maybe got a bit complacent when it comes to future-proofing our businesses, and countries like Indonesia and China have been better at trying to get ahead, and they see that that's a really worthwhile strategy.
Well, look, I think there's quite a few things at work here. I mean, your question really goes to the nub of it. In a way, Australia as a developed country we've had old technology, we've had legacy systems whereas a lot of these new emerging economies, they haven't had landlines. They have got into business and started almost with handheld devices, iPhones, at least with mobile phones. So they haven't been encumbered with old legacy systems. They've kind of walked into new modern technology and they've really embraced it. It's very natural to them. I think that's one thing. The second thing is, you know, in Australia, big country, we're still trying to roll out the NBN. A lot of the internet is still substandard. I mean, there was a show last night on TV just about trying to get NBN to Birdsville, that we're launching a couple of satellites that are going to help with digital technology, you know, by 2016, 2017, we understand. But, you know, at my experience is that you don't have to go to Birdsville to have bad internet. You can just go the other side of the Grampians, you know, get up to Dunkeld or get up to Horsham or the Wimmera in Victoria, and you'll have very intermittent, you know, internet connections. I know a lot of businesses up that way. They sell grain to Asia. They've been selling, you know, a whole lot of commodities for 20 years in the agricultural sector. Their internet is dropping in and out. You know, that's not great for business. So some of it's about how Australia's infrastructure as a whole is working or not working, but certainly some of it is about historically this transition from the old ways of doing things the tyranny of distance. We've had a bit of comfort of going well here and not actually seeking out these markets. Mm. And now these newer Asian markets are on the front foot. They're moving much more quickly. You know, I'm just about to go to Malaysia to go up and talk about APEC and ASEAN and the 15 countries, which Australia is part of, that's looking at changing our border, you know, border rules and the you know, the transformation of those economies. So I'll know more about it next week. Perhaps I'll come on and talk about that some other time. But, you know, these are some of the challenges, but also opportunities, you know, that are available for small business.
But also with the internet, I mean, you don't even have to go to the Grampians to see bad internet. Even here in Geelong, we have problems. We have someone that comes on and talks about that in one particular school down on the Bellarine Peninsula, only 10 students can use the internet at any one time because that's the only amount of bandwidth that they have. And there's people here and families that aren't even getting ADSL speeds, let alone NBN speeds. So it's a problem across the board, and you don't even have to be outside a regional city to see it.
Yes, certainly. I mean, you know, we have a place that we use that at Anglesey from time to time. Mm. And, you know, we'd love to be able to run our businesses down there, but it's just very intermittent. Unless you're firing at the fire tower at the right time, you know, if the wind blows the signal up, well, yeah, you're in trouble. And it's just very frustrating. So, you know, I think, you know, a business is saying, let's wait and see until we get the infrastructure in place. Are they saying it's all too hard? Are they scared of the cloud? They don't understand what it means. You know, the changing from software-based systems to more virtual, you know, technology. Mm. These are all things that, you know, when you're trying to run a small business, some of them are big hills to climb to try and get across while you're trying to bring the dollars in the door every day.
And I think the other thing is with some of these emerging economies that the internet has really given them a level playing field that they haven't had probably at all, really, when you think about it previously. You know, they've never had the opportunity to talk directly to people in our markets using services like the internet. So they're willing to grab that with both hands and use it as a way to get on a level footing with some of the other Australian companies that, as we've said, have maybe become just too complacent.
Yeah, I think that's right. But I think, you know, if you get up around the South China Sea, it's such an eye-opener that here you are, countries like Laos, Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines. They have this whole, you know, it's like one big economy up there. They're not even looking to Australia in the main. And so the opportunity and what Australia needs to do is look to these economies and see what's happening and see how they can tap into that. And the easiest and simplest way is through technology. You don't want to be jumping on a plane and getting up there all the time, but how do you get your products and services to the world? The answer is in technology. We know that. Mm. We've got to get, and we've really got to, you know, seize the bull by the horns, so shall we say. It's not a technological,
you know, no, that's right,
technology speak, but, you know, really grasp the bull by the horns, and if you're going to grow your business and be tomorrow's, you know, big success story. Or otherwise, maybe you're just satisfied doing your thing in your local community. But we're encouraging, you know, Australians to live a big life. That's what our CEO Alex Malley says. How do you live a big life? How do you get the best out of your trip through life and the best for your families and raise your living standards? Yeah. And the internet presents all that.
So if we're having a conversation with business owners, and let's say that they're listening today, is the main thing that business owners today can do to start getting on social media and start promoting their business that way? Is that the biggest step they can take to start embracing and future-proofing what's out there?
Look, I think so. I think it's about getting to know about the technology and the apps and other things that are there. You know, I'm a bit of a late mover myself. You know, it's been a few years since I finished uni. But when I look at what I'm learning from my kids about Facebook, about Twitter, these are pretty basic applications, and yet they can be very, very powerful as a means of communication and just breaking down borders. So, you know, WhatsApp, there's others, WeChat. These are others that we use. It depends which country you're in. You know, some are more popular in some countries than others. So, for example, you get up to Malaysia, they're all talking on WeChat because it's free. And so how do you connect and how do you relate? And you'll be surprised at who's actually on these systems, and you can find them and you can relate to them perhaps in not a, you know, a fierce upselling kind of way, but develop. It's all about relationships at the end of the day, the key to successful business.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And if you want to come back and talk about your trip to Malaysia and what you uncover, we'd be happy to have you on.
All right. Well, I'll keep you posted. Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you very much, Paul Drum there from CPA Australia and the In the Black magazine, which is Australia's highest circulating business magazine.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.